If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Over at New York Giants on SI, we just dropped our full and complete most indispensable players on the New York Giants team. And it came down to two players, either Dexter Lawrence or Andrew Thomas. I'll make a compelling argument for both, let you hear from my constituents on why they feel one or the other is worthy. And ultimately, we'll give you the opportunity to chime in and vote on which one you think is the most indispensable player. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. I have a giant issue. 3, 2, 1, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to A Giants Issue. I am Coach Gene Clemens. Make sure that you are following everything we do. New York Giants on SI. We love to hear from you. We love to hear your feedback. And today we're going to get interactive with it. I am going to essentially debate myself. Our top two players on our most indispensable list was Dexter Lawrence and Andrew Thomas. I thought it was an interesting thing. And just so you know, full disclosure, as a group, we decided that it was, in fact, Dexter Lawrence who took the number one spot and Andrew Thomas taking number two. But I didn't want to stop there. I didn't want to just leave it at that. I wanted to go a little bit further. I wanted to get you involved. And I wanted to try to give you all of the tools to be able to make the decision as equal and as honest as possible. So at the end of this, I want you to go to my Twitter handle, @GeneClemens. And I want you to vote. You're going to vote for Andrew Thomas as the number one most indispensable player, or you're going to vote for Dexter Lawrence. So what I'm going to do is I want to hear from the people who said the thing first. So we'll start with number two. Let's start with Andrew Thomas. We got the red light for Andrew Thomas back there. Our very own Patricia Traina told us a little bit about why he ended up being the number two prospect in our most indispensable players of 2024.
Good blindside protectors don't grow on trees, but credit the New York Giants for making Andrew Thomas the top tackle off the board in the 2020 draft. our pick for the second most indispensable player ahead of the 2024 training camp and the top most important player on offense has proven time and time again why he is so valuable. When Thomas is missing from the lineup, there's a major drop-off in talent to replace him. Even when last year a hamstring injury limited him to 10 games, Thomas, upon returning from that injury, wasn't 100%, but he still managed to help the Giants go 4-5 in the final stretch, keeping his side clean with zero help and despite not having his full power available to him in his lower body. Thomas just isn't the Giants' best pass protector. He's also one of their best run blockers as well, using sublime positioning and strength to get in the way and block out the sun. At just 25 years old, and Thomas, the Giants have their blind side protector locked up for another 5 years. He's clearly the best offensive lineman they have and a guy that no matter who the quarterback is, you know is going to deliver the goods week in and week out.
Thank you, Patricia Traina. So the argument for Andrew Thomas is this, right? The offense does not operate as well when he's not in the game. Some would say the offense completely and totally breaks down when he's not in the game. And that can just be seen if you look at what happened in 2023. When he went down at the beginning of the year in that first game and he wasn't able to play, the offense suffered. You had to make multiple changes in order to get his role covered, and they kept having to change it because nobody could do what he does. It says a lot when you're so good at your job that it takes multiple people moving around and shifting to be able to replace you. When Evan Neal went out, for example, they did was just put another right tackle in. They didn't shift everything around. When Andrew Thomas went out, they shifted the guard, the left tackle. They brought in another guard. Then that didn't work. So then they brought this tackle back to guard and put the guard at tackle. Like, they did a bunch of stuff in order to try to help, like, make up for what Andrew Thomas brought to the table, and it didn't work, right? It's also can't be understated how good he is as a run blocker. Like, it's not just blocking out the sun. It is collapsing a side of the defense. It's so much easier to run behind Andrew Thomas than it is anybody else on this team. And when he came back, you could see the big plays in the run game start to manifest on the left side. That's what makes him so special as a guy who's on that side. 25 years old. That means he still has ample amounts of years in front of him. Think about it. For as tough and as rigorous as offensive line is, for as much of a violent sport as football is, tackles tend to last for a very long time. And not for nothing, if for some reason he couldn't play tackle anymore, he could easily transition to becoming an offensive guard because he's that talented, right? Think about the greats that have played tackle. Think about how long they play. You have guys who choose to play a short amount of time, right? Joe Thomas, I believe, did 10 years, 11 years, and just decided to shut it down, even though he was still at the top of the game. But then you have other tackles who've been around for 15, 16, 17 years, and they are still effective. They're still good. They still get the job done. Nobody minds paying the tackle premium money. Why? Because at that position, what you're asked to do, especially when you're blocking for the blind side of your right-handed quarterback, can't be undersold. So the idea that Andrew Thomas is the prototypical left tackle of today. I don't believe that the prototypical left tackle today is your 6'9", even 6'7", 6'8", behemoths. It's your 6'5", athletic, big, strong, can move dudes who allow you to play fast. They allow you to play versatile. They have scheme flexibility. If you want to run zone, Andrew Thomas can block zone. Why? Because he does a really good job of getting on his track, and he's athletic enough to double team, work to the second level. He can base block in a man scheme. He can pull or down block in a gap scheme. Everything that you want to do in the run game, he can do. You want a guy to pull and work to the perimeter and block on the perimeter? He can do that. You want somebody to down block, collapse that side so that you can kick out and run underneath? He can do that. You want somebody to base block that defensive end or dig out a head up four technique? You know, get him out of there, root him out of there, get his butt in the hole? He can do that. You want somebody who can be a leader? He can do that. And at 25 years old, he's actually a bargain, right? So what's the downfall? Why would I say that he's probably not number one? It has to be the injuries. He has dealt with injuries. There have been a few times now where he has not been able to answer the call. When he plays a full season, look at what happens for this offense. 2022 was pretty much a full season for Andrew Thomas. They had a lot of success. That may be his only full season, right? It may be his only full season. I'm freestyling on that, but if I'm not mistaken, he's been injured. He's missed games in almost every season that he's been in the league. You have to admire the fact that he's gotten better and better every single year. You have to admire the fact that he's been able to play with injuries, right? It's not just him playing or missing time with injuries. He's had to play through injuries. He's had to learn how to play with injuries. You have to admire the fact that people trust him to get his job done. If you're running a man zone scheme, you want to know where that scheme starts at in the blocking scheme? It starts on the left side. You know why? Because Andrew Thomas is over there. So he's your stay guy every time. I'm staying. I'm locking on man-to-man at this guy. That's my dude. I got him. That allows everybody on the other side, the guard, the center, the guard, and the tackle to all block zone, right? To all just turn back and block zone because they know that wherever this guy goes, Andrew Thomas has him locked up. That's a level of comfort that coaches have. That's a level of comfort that quarterbacks have. That's a level of comfort that running backs have. And it's a level of comfort that the other offensive linemen have to know, hey, I don't have to worry about helping him. He's got it taken care of, right? I don't have to worry that I'm going to need to help him do his job. He's going to have it taken care of, right? But the injuries are still a thing. And the injuries are what make you elite, because the best ability is and will always be availability. And until he is available at the level of some of the other elite level tackles, he'll always be considered, even if it's not true, to be just a tick below them, right? Because you have to be out there, and you have to be out there consistently all the time in order to be able to say, hey, I'm the most indispensable player. Now, again, the argument would be he must be the most indispensable player because the one season where he was never out of the lineup, that's the season that they went to the playoffs. Every other season, when he's had to miss time, guess what? They haven't made it. Like that, to me, that says everything you need to know about his effectiveness and why he should be where he is in this debate, right? I think what we'll see in 2024 lends me to believe this could be his best season ever, because if they are going to put an emphasis on passing, then he's going to have an opportunity to pass block regularly, and he's going to stone a bunch of people on that side, right? He's going to just stonewall a bunch of people on that side, almost to the point where he becomes like the cornerback. You want to know why Evan Neal has so much problems? You want to know why Evan Neal has such a more difficult time? It's because Andrew Thomas exists. When Andrew Thomas is out there, you're not sending your best rusher to that side. I remember I spoke to J.J. Watt at the Super Bowl, and I asked him, hey, when you're looking to rush, do you want to rush against the best guy, or are you looking for the weakest tackle to try to attack? And he said, hey, listen, we always want to challenge ourselves against the best, but we're trying to win a football game. So if we expose a weakness, I would be foolish to not attack that side, right? That's not me, even though it makes sense to me as a coach. That's how I would do it. So when you look at the how the defenses are being employed, they're putting their best rusher to the side where Evan Neal is or where Evan Neal's backup is, right? Because they feel that that's the weaker of the two. It only makes sense. But because they do that, it makes the argument that Andrew Thomas is the most indispensable player even bigger. Like, it makes it stronger. It makes it more fortified. Hey, they don't even want to rush against me. This is how good I am. They don't want to rush against me. That tells you everything you need to know about Andrew Thomas and how good he is and how good he's going to be in 2024.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, on the other side, we got Dexter Lawrence as the lights turn blue. And remember, you want to go to my Twitter handle, at Gene Clemons, or X handle, excuse me, at Gene Clemons. Go and vote. Is Andrew Thomas the most indispensable player, or is Dexter Lawrence the most indispensable player? Now, the argument for Dexter Lawrence, right, is again, another one that you have to look at and say, okay, this just makes sense, right? You have to go and say, this just makes sense. So we talked to Michael France, who was the guy, was our guy from New York Giants on SI, who talked about Dexter Lawrence being the most indispensable player. Remember, he was our number one consensus pick from all of the writers at New York Giants on SI.
The number one player on our list of indispensable New York Giants is interior defensive lineman Dexter Lawrence. Dexter Lawrence has emerged as one of the best defensive tackles in all of football and has a case to be the best one post Aaron Donald. Like a post Aaron Donald defensive tackle, you know, Aaron Donald's effect on the position is immeasurable. Now it's all about pass rush and run defense. Lawrence can do it all. He's athletic. He can move the defensive line as a space eater and draw attention. He frees up the A and B gaps and allows linebackers and playmakers such as Bobby Okereke to fly to the ball and make plays. As a pass rusher, he collapses the pocket. And, of course, he can shed those blockers and pursue the quarterback himself. In the last two seasons, 60-plus quarterback pressures, according to Pro Football Focus. And of course, last year he was on Pro Football Focus's All Pro team alongside Aaron Donald. Last two seasons, second team All Pro selection. And now he's just entering into his physical prime. He'll be 27 years old, just 27 years old in November. He'll be in his physical prime. And I think the addition of Brian Burns, along with, of course, Kayvon Thibodeau, who had a breakout season in year two last year, it's only going to accentuate the impact Dexter Lawrence has on this defense. They are quickly building one of the best front sevens in the league in East Rutherford, and it's going to be a very good season coming up for Dexter Lawrence. Expect big things for him. He is the most indispensable Giant. He impacts all three levels of the defense with his defensive line play, and he is our number one indispensable Giant.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I think that the points that were made were fantastic points. But here is where I want to go a little bit deeper, right? It's not just that Dexter Lawrence is good against the run. It's that he commands double and triple teams. See, it's not just about, hey, are you good against the run? Are you good against the pass? It is, do you command a double team? Why is that so important, Coach, to the command a double team? I'll tell you why. It's a great question. Commanding a double team means that there's one less offensive blocker for your defense to deal with. It's all about numbers, right? And so on offense and on defense, the job is to try to change the numbers in your favor. The offense does this by having the quarterback be a plus one runner, meaning that the defense has to play 11-on-11 football. They have to account for him as a runner. The way that the defense does this is by commanding double teams from their defensive linemen. Because if two people are on Dexter Lawrence, that means of those front five or six or seven that have to block your front eight, now there's only four or five or six to be able to do so because they had to commit a second guy to Dexter Lawrence. That's what makes the value of a great interior defensive lineman, you know, so high. That's why you pay interior defensive linemen before you even pay edge rushers. Because the elite level interior defensive linemen change the math for everybody else. So how does Dexter Lawrence all of a sudden become one of the best defensive linemen in the game? I'll tell you, it's simple. They stopped playing him out of position. And it's nobody's fault. You have to do what you have to do because you don't have the personnel. But Dexter Lawrence is a nose guard. He's not a defensive end. He's not a four tech. Can he play it? Yes. He's not a three tech. Can he play it? Yes. Can he be effective playing it? Yes. He's always been effective for the Giants, but it wasn't until they put him at nose that he became elite. He became a disruptor. He became indispensable. It wasn't until he played nose, right? So he changes the math in the run game because he commands the double team. He changes the math in the pass game because he commands a double team. If Dexter Lawrence has a double team on him and you have a four-man front, that means the two edge rushers are going to get one-on-one versus the tackle. That means your three technique is going to get one-on-one with the guard. That means if you blitz a fifth guy, who's blocking him? Nobody. The quarterback has to throw hot. So in this new defense, in this Shane Bowen defense, when they go with a 40 look and they've got Isaiah Simmons lined up as the nickel, and then they send him off edge in the nickel, and they slant Kayvon Thibodeau to the B gap. And now you've got Thibodeau in the B gap. You've got Lawrence taking on the center and the guard. You've got Simmons coming off edge. That's 3 for 3, right? But you're double teaming Dexter Lawrence. Because if you don't, he just shoots the A gap, pushes your center out the way, and goes and makes a sack on your quarterback. So now you double team him. Does the tackle take Kayvon Thibodeau? If he does, Simmons, elite level explosiveness, unabated to the quarterback. If the tackle takes Simmons, now you got Thibodeau, elite level explosiveness, unabated to the quarterback. Thank you, Dexter Lawrence. Thank you, Dexter Lawrence. That also doesn't mention the fact that on the other side, you got your three technique, who will most likely be Phillips, and you've got Brian Burns coming off the edge. So if they flush the quarterback out because they put pressure on him immediately and he tries to escape, where is he going? Nowhere. That's the answer. Nowhere. That's elite. When he says that Dexter Lawrence affects the game at all three levels, this is what he's talking about. That's the first level. That's the second level. Now, the third level is fun because now we're talking pass rush, right? If he can't be blocked, if he gets so many pressures, if he gets so many hits on the quarterback, that means the quarterback knows that he does not have a lot of time to operate in the backfield. If he rushes, that means defensive backs don't have to cover as long. That means that they can play more aggressive because they don't have to cover as long. That means they can jump routes. because they know the quarterback doesn't have a lot of time to throw the ball. This is what makes Dexter Lawrence so good at the third level. So I'm here to say, hey, he's the most indispensable player, except if I had to knock one thing, it's he was never this dude at any other position than just nose guard, which means he has positional limitations. If he's not the nose guard, is he this effective? History says no. If he's not playing with other really good players, is he this effective? The history says no. He's 27. And while 27 is his prime, how long is the prime of an elite level interior defensive lineman? Right? If 27 is right in his prime, is it the start of his prime? Is it the middle of his prime? Or is it towards the back end of his prime? See, that's the part where you go, I don't know. And all of that brings in the question when you put him up against a 25-year-old that we absolutely know is not in his prime yet. Why? Because we see how tackles get down. 12, 13, 14, 15 years. We've seen guys play tackle who are not good early on, who are not good offensive linemen early on. The Giants signed one this offseason in Jermaine Illuminor. He wasn't very good. And then he kept working on his game. He kept getting better, getting better. He got the opportunity. He seized the opportunity at tackle. But that is the advantage that you have as an offensive lineman over a defensive lineman. So is this Dexter Lawrence's prime? And if so, how long is that prime? How long do we get to wait for? I mean, how long do we get to enjoy it? Also, with Brian Burns now there to be opposite of Kayvon Thibodeau, how valuable is it that Lawrence is in the middle? Because now if Lawrence isn't there to command a double team, isn't one of those two guys going to probably draw that double team? Which means that whoever his replacement is will get one-on-one treatment. I'm just spitballing here. So I could see why somebody might say, hey, it's Andrew Thomas, because we see the offensive production when he was there. Hey, not for nothing. Dexter Lawrence was out there a whole lot last year. That defense has holes, had holes all last year. The year before, that defense still gave up a lot of running yards the year before. And last year, didn't matter if he had help on the side of him or not, they still gave up a lot of yards running the ball. His sack numbers dipped in 2023 from what they were in 2022. Does that mean that he wasn't as effective or that maybe he lost a step? These are all questions that we have to ask, right? That's why the debate is so much fun. Because I can give you legitimate reasons why it's Dexter Lawrence. And I can give you legitimate reasons why it's Andrew Thomas. I can argue against Dexter Lawrence, and I could argue against Andrew Thomas. You get the opportunity to decide. Go on my X channel. Make sure that you follow me at Gene Clemens and vote. go on the X channel, make sure that you vote. I will have the link in this podcast to be able to go directly to that and vote. I want you to tell me, I want you to vote on X. Is it Andrew Thomas for the most important as we pop back to red? Or is it Dexter Lawrence? One of the two it has to be, right? Shout out to everybody over at New York Giants on SI. All of the writers over there that contributed to the Most Indispensable Player series, everybody that voted over there, right? Like, everybody that was involved, that gave their opinion, that let it be known that they felt this way, that they felt that way. Shout out to all the writers, right? Shout out to all the writers who had the opportunity to produce content. Make sure that you go over to New York Giants on SI and read through all of the Most Indispensable Players list. In the comments, tell me if you agree with the list. Would these two guys be your most indispensable players? But most of all, and I cannot stress this enough, most of all, I want you to go to X and I want you to vote. Even if you don't follow me, I want you to go to X and I want you to vote. Let your voice be heard as we get ready for elections. Let your voice be heard, ladies and gentlemen. Before we start training camp, who is the number one guy for the New York Giants? Who is the most indispensable player for the New York Giants? Until then, make sure you like the video. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you tune in Monday through Friday for another episode. We'll be back with the results tomorrow. I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I have a giant issue.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.